Welcome to the Confidently Balance Your Hormones podcast. My name is Dee Davidson, and I'm a hormone health expert, master mindset coach, and multiple wellness business entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you experience hormone balance, confidence, self-love, and live a life full of joy. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. Welcome to another episode of Confidently Balance Your Hormones. This is your guide, Dee Davidson. And today I have a client with me, Pam. Pam is 57 years old, cancer survivor, mother of a 33-year-old son. Hard to believe if you could see her right now. She looks fabulous. And soon to be a Glammy to her first grandchild in October. Pam works full-time as the president of an event marketing firm and does some consulting on the side as well. She's very, very busy. You're going to hear about her lifestyle and some of the changes that she's implemented since working with me the last few months. Welcome, Pam.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Dee. Glad to be here.
You're welcome. I'm excited to share your story because you're one of those people who came to me, and I'll let you share your story, and you saw things start to quickly turn around. So let everyone know kind of the state you were in, what you were going through when you reached out to me.
Sure. As Dee mentioned, I am a cancer survivor. And it's for the last 2 years, my journey has included 5 surgeries. And wow. I seem to have bounced back very quickly after the first 4, and that included having a mastectomy, reconstruction that went bad with infection, having to wait a year before I started reconstruction. On my last surgery, I found I was not bouncing back the way that I was before. I am typically a very high energy person, and no matter what I did, I knew I needed to get moving, and I started walking every day and trying to work out and fit everything in, and I just knew something was wrong. I felt like I was completely fatigued, and the doctors would just keep telling me, well, you've been through 5 surgeries, give yourself some time, and anyone that knows me, I don't give myself any time. So yes, I knew there was something else wrong. I just could not recover at all from the last surgery, even 2-3 months later. And that's when I reached out to you.
And what were some of the, I know your energy was down. What were some of the symptoms you were experiencing that you were hoping to clear?
I felt like I was sleeping constantly. And even after, I could sleep 10 hours a day and still wake up and be absolutely exhausted. I just, even pushing myself, my head was in a complete fog. I just couldn't focus. I wasn't feeling hungry. It just, I don't know. I just felt like I knew I was off completely. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't who I was. Mood was affected. I mean, it just, everything was off.
Well, that's really great that you acknowledge that, because a lot of people, they're gaslit by medical professionals. And I'm not anti-doctor. We need doctors. You just, went through something pretty heavy duty. We do need doctors, and there's a time and a place for that. However, I do think that as humans, we do know our body. And if you feel something is off innately, typically it is. And you really do have to be an advocate for your own health. I've been in that situation many, many times over the last 3 decades, not only with myself, but also with both of my boys. So it's really good that you did acknowledge that you were aware and you reached out. So you saw me post, I think, and what made you think a little bit more about talking to me? Like, what was it about my marketing or what you saw that you were like, I got to talk to her?
Well, I used to see your posts all the time because a friend of mine was on your site or whatever, or on your team that you saw. And I was always seeing your different posts. And I'll be honest with you, I probably stalked you for months.
Well, that's the ultimate compliment. I tell other people when they come to me, your social media is so good. But no one likes and comments on my posts. And I remind people that people are watching. They might just not want you to know, or They just want to keep it private. So that's the ultimate compliment when someone
So
says they've been stalking.
I was watching other people's experiences and, some of your posts on being fatigued, or maybe it's your hormone imbalances, and, maybe it's the way you're eating. And, so I'm like, I have a lot to learn. And, so when I got to a point of saying, I can't keep going at this direction, I just felt like it was affecting my everyday life, that it was time to reach out.
Yeah. So education is my number one thing, as you know, with my clients, that my motto is I treat the person, not the paper. Because if I just hand you another test result, as your doctor did many times over and over again, you still don't really know what that means to you. You don't know how that correlates to your symptoms. You don't know how to maintain it long term. And people tend to stay in that cycle of trial and error when they're not informed. I think it's empowering to give you those tools and educate you. So I'm so glad that you reached out. Let's take the listener through the whole process. So you reached out to me, we had an informational. How about you share a little bit about the test that we did? So we chose one test to do, well, two tests really, if you consider the other one a test. And do you want to share a little bit about the tests and what revealed there?
Sure. You had recommended to me to do the mineral hair test, which I was interested in, because you can, it actually was able to test for things that my doctors weren't testing. As a cancer survivor, of course, I'm getting tested every 3 to 6 months. My whole blood panel is drawn. So they're trying to manage to make sure that cancer is not coming back. And I'm also on medication for 5 years as a preventative as well. So the mineral test that you recommended was able to capture things that I would never have seen my levels on, no matter what. So I think that was an amazing eye opener when we got the results.
What was most surprising from your results, whatever you feel comfortable sharing?
The most interesting part is that and I don't want to discourage anybody from taking a certain medication. So the one part that was very surprising to me is that the cancer drug was causing so much havoc on my body. It was, it opened my eyes to understand that the medication actually is drawing calcium out of your bones. And in not only that, but it was free floating in my body. So my cells were encapsulated by the calcium shell that was holding onto it. And what that test ended up determining is that no matter how well I was eating, based on you telling me about the magic plate and what I should be doing, none of the nutrients of that good food could break through the shell that was encapsulating the body. So on top of that, but I had toxic levels of copper in my body, which was scary. And not only was I depleted in so many other areas, like sodium, and I mean, there was so much that you had told me that my reserves were actually depleted. And for you to say, you need to just stop walking, you need to stop exercising, you can't do any more because your body isn't ready for that. It was like, oh my God, this is just crazy. And I know, reading on, I'm also a low oxidizer. So I, of course, I am very much of an advocate for my health and question everything. So of course, when I researched low oxidizer as well, high levels of toxins is not uncommon because I don't break certain things down as easily, but it wasn't helping with the medicine either that I was doing. So there was a lot of change in what I needed to do, not only stop working out, but go on a significant amount of supplements that were going to fix or at least make me feel better, to get my levels where they should be.
Yeah. And so many things stand out here, Pam. One of the big things I keep feeling you're getting to is bio-individual healthcare, when we go to the doctor or we watch an influencer, everything's so cookie cutter. Without testing, we really don't know what our body needs to detox. How is it detoxing? How are those pathways working? How fatigued is our body? How are our hormones? We're doing a lot of guessing. So, one of the things about functional health that I love is the personalized approach and how unique it is. And it's correlated back to the symptoms that you were sharing. I'm looking at your hair right now, and your hair looks awesome. And I know that when you
Thanks.
came to me, you're like, my hair's so brittle, and
It was
it's,
falling out. It was just everything was happening. It was just crazy. And I have a lot of hair. So, just losing it wasn't, wasn't so concerning for me, but it was coming out in clumps, based on because of
Scary.
my levels.
Scary. And the calcium shell, I've seen quite a few times where, again, we're not trying to discourage people from taking medication because in certain cases, we rely on the medications to take care of a bigger problem and you might need that. However, after you've been on any kind of medication or if you've been on a medication for a long time, it is a good idea to check your levels. Even for people who aren't on medication, I think a hair mineral test needs to be done every day because we have different stressors. We travel, we're exposed to different things, and it's a good reading as to the state of the body and where we're at. But the calcium shell is really scary because people are taking calcium and then they're creating these shells around all of the cells in their body. And as you said, you could be spending all this money. We know that organic food is not cheap. You could be spending money on organic food, taking a bazillion supplements, any kind you want. And if it's not getting through that cell barrier, then you're not absorbing it and you're seeing the fallout of things like your hair, brittle nails, fatigue. You just don't have energy. You could be hydrating and drinking all the water in the world, but that calcium shell is just not going to allow your cells to be nourished the way that they need to be. I'm so glad that you did that test.
So the interesting part of it was what was also eye-opening was the fact that I was trying to take my own supplements without any guidance. And by doing that, I found some of the things that I was taking, like a calcium pill, I didn't know it was doing it more harm. And nor did my oncologist tell me that I shouldn't be taking additional calcium, knowing that this is what happens as a side effect of that drug. So that was a little concerning to me that I was doing more harm to myself than good by trying to take supplements that didn't work for me.
That's a great point, and I just did a post on that this week, matter of fact, that we have so many supplements available to us, and everybody seems to be an influencer on Instagram and TikTok and take this and take that. And people just aren't informed. You can cause, even if you think it's a good thing to put in your body, you can cause these issues for your body. And there's a balance ratio. And we did that hair mineral test. You saw that we look at the balance of things too. Certain things have to balance each other out. If you're too high in one thing and then too depleted in another, it can cause neurological confusion. It can cause mood swings. It can cause, again, fatigue, all of these things. So it's important to really only be taking supplements under a practitioner's guidance and knowing that you actually need that thing and what quantities rather than just popping a lot of things. One of my jokes is that Americans have the most expensive urine as well because a lot of the supplements that are on the market, they're not even absorbed by your body. They're so hard to break down and they're not bioavailable. And you're just peeing and pooping them out, or your digestive system, the GI, is so important. And if your GI doesn't have the right pH and the right things aren't there, you're not even, doing anything with that stuff. So it is important before you go spend hundreds of dollars on supplements that you have someone look over them. I mean, I have people that schedule sessions just to do that.
So I did share the mineral test with my oncologist as well, just to confirm, just to make sure they were in the loop. And to say, that there was a series of recommended supplements that I should be taking and make sure that the oncologist was going to be on board with that. And of course, they didn't want to take any responsibility that
Of
this was the side
course.
effects of the medication, but absolutely encouraged me for whatever you had recommended that I should start taking immediately.
So
And they
that
had no
they were
concern over it.
supportive. They were
They were
supportive because
very, very
you had a
supportive.
test too to show them. And I think I told you I have another client who also went through breast cancer treatment. And until I had another person, which was you, come back with high levels of copper, I didn't put the two and two together that your medication was contributing to that high level. And so was this other client was experienced the same thing. So correlation's important. And I work with a lot of physicians, GIs, endocrinologists, infertility specialists. And I do believe that people need a support team because we're all human and one person can't know it all, and all those little pieces of the puzzle matter. And you do the best, Pam, you did the best you could based on the information you had at the time, right?
Exactly.
So
Absolutely.
that's important. The metabolic typing test, you know, that's one of my favorite tests. People go, how does the computer know what I'm supposed to be eating? And I thought the same thing. It reminds me of the DISC test in the business world where it says, this is your whatever the numbers are or the
I just took that test.
did you?
The desk test, yes.
Yeah. And you're like, how does this thing know me? Well, it's the same thing with the metabolic typing test, is that some of us tend to operate from the parasympathetic nervous system, which is rest and digest or rest and relax. And then some of us, definitely I, for a long time, had been in fight or flight with a sympathetic nervous system. And so different foods will balance out our nervous system, producing different reactions in the way that our energy's showing up for us, how our cells regenerate, how we heal, all of those things. And it made so much sense. And I'm going to have you share your results as well when I took it, because for so many years I was eating high protein. I've always loved to work out and I didn't really feel well. I felt bloated. I even ended up at a urologist with blood in my urine and they asked me, are you drinking protein shakes? Which I was at the time. And the urologist explained to me that the stuff's not regulated, first of all. And second of all, maybe 30 grams of protein in that shake might have been too much for my body or how I process it, which I'm a slow oxidizer. And what I found out was that my body fuels off of fruits and vegetables much better than it does protein. I could easily be a vegetarian. I also have the tendency to not be as hungry, so I have to be careful. Slow oxidizers have the highest rate of eating disorders because of that. We don't do it on purpose. It's just the way our body works. So it's important to understand how you fuel your body. It's just like your car going to the gas station. And if you put diesel in it and it takes 93 or whatever it takes, it's not going to work. It's going to break down. So I know that you're also a slow oxidizer, which is why we get along so well, right? We have so much in common, overachievers. So were you surprised by your results?
I was honestly, I didn't know. I can't say I was surprised because I didn't know anything about a metabolic rate. I thought everybody followed the same thing. Yeah, supposed to have this
The
much
pyramid.
protein and less carbs and, add a little fat in. It just seemed to be. That's what everybody's supposed to be doing, and we're all the same. And I think that just opened my eyes to say we're not the same. Now I know why I always, always, always crave carbs, because I would do, it just I was always going towards carbs more than anything because I didn't need as much protein as I was taking in either, and probably not fueling my body with more carbs. But like you, I was one of those people that are never hungry. So I could go all day and, not feel hungry, not eat. But I feel now that if I'm not eating every couple of hours, I can already tell my blood sugar is dropping. And I'm like, I gotta go get something. So I just make myself stop and to be more consistent with my eating habits as well.
Yes, and a lot of women do find that they've suppressed their hunger hormone, which is ghrelin. And so they don't get hunger cues anymore. That's a state of, again, when we talk of fight or flight, survival mode, you're literally putting your body into survival mode. Your body doesn't know if you're stuck on an island and you have access to no food, like you're the castaway, or you're just choosing not to. So over time, a lot of women, when they get to midlife, they've suppressed their hunger hormone. And once we start getting you to eat, you can't just go back to having a full breakfast because it feels nauseating for a lot of people. But just a little bit of berries and nuts or something to get going. And then you do that an hour after you wake up. Before you know it, a lot of women will say, now I can tell the difference. I have the hunger cues, which sounds like it happened for you as well.
Absolutely.
How about sleep rest? How has that changed?
I mean, like I said earlier, that I was sleeping a lot. But I feel like when I wake up, at least now I still sleep really well, but when I wake up, I feel much more rested. And that, that's just been a huge win, as well as I want to say, once I got the supplements, I'm trying to remember your word. Was it truncated? You used to
Oh,
say titrated. Okay. I could never figure that word.
get to the full dose, right?
Yes. So once I got everything introduced so that we made sure there was no, reactions to multiple supplements that took, a couple of months to do that. Even immediately when I started, my energy level started repairing itself very, very, very quickly. So I feel like I'm very close to back to normal, shall I say, if not completely back to normal, which has been amazing.
That's
It's
so
and
great.
I'm yeah, and I'm very interested to see the next round results of doing the mineral
Retest.
hair test again.
So that, I just had someone ask me yesterday, oh, I have to retest. Well, yes, you need to know like what has moved, because sometimes, especially with the HTMA test, it can take a while for some things might move and other things might not, and you might be feeling a lot better, but you can still see, oh, I still have the calcium shells come down, but it's still there. So it's important to retest, 30 days after your protocol is done. And I'm glad that you're feeling rested when you wake up, because when you came to me, as you shared, your tank was empty, the vital reserve. It's like waking up in the morning and your body's like, I don't have anything to give you. And then you were exercising and pushing yourself to do all of these things. So speaking of exercise, I know, like myself, you love to exercise, which is people shaking their head listening to this, I'm sure, going, I wish I loved to exercise. What had to change with your mindset there?
I had no choice. I felt like I had no choice. If I was going to get better, I needed to stop. I needed to figure out how to slow down. And I'm not the type of person to slow down on anything. I think it helped the fact that the timing of my forced slow down tied in with me going through audit season. So I was so overworked anyways, and I was kind of balancing a part-time job and a full-time job with the middle of an audit, which was just insane. So I think that kind of also forced my hand to just stop. So now I just got to get myself back out there now and get the time back. So now I've got to reset the mindset to say, all right, if this next mineral test that's happening this month looks good, I'm ready to go back full force.
And I have my acronym DRESS. So we talked about diet, we talked about rest and sleep, and not forcing ourselves to do things on a day that we're tired. Exercise. Stress is a big one. So most of the women that I work with are midlife, and they've been running on high stress most of their life. This is just the only way they know how to operate. In some crazy way, it felt safe for us to operate this way. And we've reached a point of burnout, and that's how we get sick. It manifests in our health, where your body goes, it can't do this anymore. So talk a little bit about stress, what things you do now to manage stress, what tools you've learned over the time that you've been with me in order to do that. What can you contribute there for anyone listening that's.
So this is kind of interesting because I am one of those people that thrive on stress. I feel like if I don't have the water level just under my nose, then I'm not happy. I'm bored. I just love to push myself more and more and more, which is kind of insane. But I feel like was inbred in us as a child. We were responsible for ourselves. I worked from 8 years old and just kept going. And my mother was very driven to succeed as a single mom with four children. So she made us to be responsible. We took care of her whole house. We did everything. And that was the mentality to be the person that can manage everything. You can manage the children, you can manage the house, you can do this, plus a full-time job, maybe two full-time jobs. That was just the way it is. And I think the part that I loved about you is the fact that you called me out on it. Okay.
Oh
Straight
yeah,
up.
you know I
You
will.
called me out on
In
it.
a loving
And
way, in a loving way,
so
right?
when I'm transitioning from one job, my full-time job, to full-time being what was my part-time job at the time, And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have 3 weeks off. And you said, what are you going to do? Like, tell me what that looks like. What are you going to do? And I'm like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get back on exercise. I'm going to go. And you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You're creating a task list again. Like you're filling it. You feel like the need to just fill this entire space. When are you just going to be? And I had to sit with that for a long time because I don't know how to be.
And that's a lot of women.
I'm like, that is a hard, hard, hard thing for me. I hear your voice every time I feel like I'm doing too much. So I'm trying to be better at balancing, schedule only so much during a day, even if it's meetings, let's block some time for me at the same time. I'm probably not all that successful yet, but I know your voice is there in the back of my head to keep saying it's okay to just sit.
Yes. Give yourself that permission.
And I did have that 1 week vacation. I was in Sedona and I just stopped. I had a book. I sat in the hot tub every day. I just went to the spa 3 times that week. It was the best time. And I can't tell you, I'm not good at prioritizing myself. And that week was amazing. And I need to make sure I'm doing that slot for me.
Yes. And every day we need to do a check-in with ourselves to say, how am I feeling today? What's the intention? Setting that intention at the beginning of the day. When you look at your calendar, because many of us can just get crazy and just keep adding things to our calendar activities and we don't have that time to sit. And I recommend that book, The Body Keeps Score. Did we ever talk about that
No,
book?
I'm going to write that one down.
The Body Keeps Score. You can think that you're tricking your body. You can tell yourself that you're fine and that you're handling it, but the body does keep score. And we have a responsibility to check in with our body, not just when we take those vacations. Some people don't even, I just saw someone post that they hadn't gone on vacation in 13 years, Pam. I'm like, what the? She's like, we're not waiting 13 years ever again. We have to check in every day with our body and say, how am I feeling? Where do I need to slow down? What can I take off my plate? It's give yourself permission to say no to things and to people, because when you say no to someone else or something else, you're saying yes to your health and yourself, and you deserve to do that. So I'm really, really proud of you because I know that's not easy.
Yeah. And you pointed out that, I need to figure out how to get out of my own head and that my energy, I mean, you're not just treating the body, but it's even just the what the results show you, but you're treating the whole person because you recognize the fact that the energy in my body is probably also off balanced. Everything is up in my head so much that the rest of my body isn't keeping up, which is making that imbalance as well. So I've been really diligent about forcing myself to even go and have, a Reiki healing and rebalance the energy, which has been, it's been an amazing experience, I have to tell you.
Well, because we are energy, everything is energy. I don't care. I mean, you got to believe that, right? Like everything is energy and we need to reground ourselves and make sure that we're in alignment. And when things are out of alignment is when health troubles start to manifest and we ignore it, like, oh, everybody gets a headache or oh, that pain on my side, but it's probably nothing. You just ignore it. But when you're in tune, you acknowledge it and you can rebalance it a little bit quicker so that it doesn't get to that stage. So it's mind, body, spirit, whatever your beliefs are. I'm a big believer in higher connection. And I think we have high depression rates, anxiety, things like that. Yes, because of all of the processed food, the chemicals, the not detoxing. And also, I think a lot of people don't have that higher spiritual connection. And when things get tough, I think they're kind of left without that. And it's a little bit more difficult.
I agree. We're very similar in that, in that way.
Important stuff. So we're coming to our time here. What would you say to anyone on the fence about working with me? Like they're like, yeah, I'm not really sure.
I think if you have any doubts regarding like how you're feeling and you're not getting the answers that you should be getting from your doctor and just not satisfied with what you're hearing, and that Dee's the one to go to because she's going to test and not guess, is the line I think you used, Dee.
Yes, my
And,
favorite.
you know, so just knowing really be your own advocate. You've got to know what you're doing and know that she is going to look at you as a big picture and, you know, and see the whole you. And she wants to learn about you, what your daily habits are like, what you know, where's your motivations coming from, and tries to peel back, you know, all of the details of you in order to come up with the right diagnosis. And it's different for everyone, and we have to stop thinking that this is what, you know, that everybody goes through the same and everybody's got to be eating the same, and you're unique more than anything. And she's going to identify that for you and help you on that journey.
Well, thanks for your kind words. And that's true. And I want to just also go back to, you said diagnose, and that's what doctors do. They diagnose.
Mm-hmm.
I want to shift the perspective there to remember that people can be chasing a diagnosis all day long. And the other problem I have with the word diagnosis is that people form an identity, like I have diabetes, I have ADHD around a diagnosis. So I shift my clients to think about it as looking for the healing opportunities. We have a constellation. We are a constellation. And we have to look for where those disconnects are, where those healing opportunities are, so that we can find balance and ease. If you think of the word disease, it's dis-ease. Your body is in a state of dis-ease. And what we do together is we put the picture together of what's happened over your lifetime, what's on those labs, to bring the body back to balance and ease. So thank you so much for coming on
You're
and
welcome.
Sharing, Pam.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Confidently Balancing Your Hormones. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd love for you to share it with a friend and also hit follow at the top of this podcast. If you have a couple of minutes and you can leave a quick review, it will help other women in need find this podcast. You can find me on Instagram at confidently_love_yourself. I would love to stay connected and hear from you.